Nah, yo. Now,
I mean,
go ahead.
Y'all heard about RZA's camp?
Oh,
I just sent it to you.
Yo,
I saw the commercial this morning. My girl sent it to me, and he was like, yo, you gotta harness the powers within self with Tazo T. But, like, it's a fucking day camp in Staten Island. Like, who the fuck is going to a camp in Staten Island?
Who's going to Staten Island?
Yeah,
sponsored by Tazo.
It's like Tazo T and the WZA. Like, nobody.
The WZA.
How you RZA is not right.
Oh, my God. You want a pomegranate?
Pomegranate T. Harness the powers in your mind.
Yo, I was watching
that
shit.
Come down to Staten Island.
First of all, I was mad confused when I came across that commercial on IG.
It was sponsored, too.
I didn't know what was going on.
Like, those niggas are making sure everyone sees that, like, yo, not only do we have T, but we got the RZA doing a camp
on
where
a cloud,
he teaches y'all how to meditate to protect your neck.
Meditate to protect your neck.
Like, that's a very important meditation.
I might
honestly go.
If I can keep my center while protect your neck is playing in the background, I've reached a new level of tranquility.
Podcast field trip?
Hey.
Content kings?
Content poppy.
One of us getting their ass whooped, guaranteed.
It's probably me.
Yeah. Like, this nigga gonna say something to the wrong nigga. It's gonna be the fucking Attila looking nigga with the Coogi sweater
you're
on.
You're gonna say something to the wrong nigga.
Doing
and
a downward facing dog.
We're gonna, hey, fight the tallest one. Because more of us. Yeah. Instead of it being a one-on-one, it's gonna be like a seven on me. Like, it's just.
I can see Ghostface knocking out Chris.
Yeah, me too. That's why I'm like, yo, shut up. Yeah. The fuck?
With Teddy Pendergrass talking in the background.
Wow.
I think it's just making it worse and worse. Like,
if you're going to get knocked out, get the full Ghostface experience, man.
Papa will win the back. Like, yeah, stomp that nigga out.
Have that nigga put, like, a stake on your eye and shit afterwards.
Yeah. Put his stake on your eye.
Pause. All
right. Nope.
Yo, you know what I noticed? The dude that plays Ghostface on the show, he talks like, I don't know if y'all remember this, but, like, the fucking YouTube video, Unforgivable.
Yeah.
Where the nigga was like, what that smell like? That's what Ghostface talks like on the show. He's like, nah, nigga, you don't understand, nah, man. I told her, you got to put on some pants, bitch.
That's how I talk when I'm like,
go listen to Unforgivable, nigga.
Yeah, like, when I got a shit.
Young nigga got to do that.
It's when my colon is very
Is that how you talk at
you
all
talk
times,
to your colon?
Because when don't you have to shit? You got to shit right now.
Nah, I went this morning. Coffee really helps.
My nigga, regular
good this morning.
Oh nah, yo son, let me tell you about the other day, right?
Nah, fam.
Nah. No, it's not a doo-doo story.
Then what is this transition?
I was in the bathroom. All right.
Okay.
So I wanted to take a shit. Oh no, I was done taking a shit. Right. And then
I was the post doodle story.
Yo, yeah. That. So
I don't want pre, I don't want post.
No. Check it.
I don't want no shit tails.
Shit tails.
Shit tails and plucky.
Wait. It's Huey, Louie, and Pooey.
Oh man.
How I end up on a goddamn show? Bullshit.
So now it's Thursday morning, right?
Poo Lamar?
No.
Wow.
Yes.
No.
Nah, yo. All right, check it. So it's like Thursday morning, right? I'm about to go take a shower, but I was like, all right, let me get my morning shit out the way. So then I go shower. You can't shower then shit because then you're just like,
yeah.
The whole day is over. I'm going back to bed after that. Like, fuck it. So it's like, done taking a shit. And out of nowhere, I hear the dog start barking, like aggressive. So I'm like,
the dog got to take a shit too.
Nah, so I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And I'm like, it's 7 in the morning. It's like, there's nobody here. I'm like, my sister's asleep. And then I hear the alarm system say that, oh, front door.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh no.
Mid shit too.
No, I was done shitting.
Oh, okay.
So
you were limber.
No, so he was
that
barking.
That was coming down with the shitty booty. He didn't even get the wipe.
So now I'm like, wait, what was that? So now I'm wiping mad fast and mad aggressive. I'm like, ripping skin off my butt.
God damn.
Because I gotta. So now I get up. I'm butt ass. I only have socks on because the towels is cold in the morning.
You defending the house butt ass with socks on?
Yeah, nigga. So I grab my towel
just to block my
ball piece, right? So I didn't even wrap the towel around. And I run downstairs with my knife, both sides open, like, wakakaka. Nigga, it was my parents. Nigga. They just fucking came back from Hawaii.
And
didn't tell nobody.
Like, yo, this is how you greet me, nigga?
Nigga,
what the fuck is going on in this house?
Butt ass with a towel in front of my crotch and a knife open. Ready to throw this batter wang at your face. I don't know which one. One of them was coming to your face. Mr. Robert.
Wow.
This nigga was gonna face fuck the home invader like it's a Brazzers movie. Like, come on, son.
Nigga, socks on and everything. I was slipping and sliding like Ferris Bueller. Yo,
nigga was about to put his Timbs on, get his Prince Joshua moment.
His parents walked right back out the door.
Yeah. They were like, all right, let's try this again.
Let's go back to Hawaii.
Nah, I told them this is my house now.
Nigga sold the house.
I was like, you abandoned your family for 2 weeks. This is my shit. Squatter's rights. Intro.
Hold up, put your ass in the air. There's some hoes in this house. 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 There's some hoes in this house.
Nigga was definitely doing some squatting.
Yeah. Wow. I was trying, nigga. That fucked up my whole morning, too, because it's like, you know, after, like, your blood pressure just go super high, but whatever.
This nigga was going to have to fight naked.
I would have done it, too. I would have been like,
nigga was about to be Bane.
I would have been Terrence Howard and Get Rich or Die Trying, just slipping and sliding.
He'd have sliding on semen.
Semen sliding, slipping
he'd
on semen.
He'd have to sit on the intruder till the cops come. Naked.
All right. I'm glad I already said the intro. Welcome back, guys, to the Honorable Mention Leave Podcast. That in, Lou. This is episode 74.
That's what she said.
It's 74?
Oh, yeah, 74.
74? All right, cool. Wow.
I mean, that's what she said. That's why he has a kid.
All right.
Is that what happened?
As true.
Yeah, exactly what happened. That's okay. The visual.
As always, it's the homebody, homeboy. And along with me this week, I got James.
Uh-huh.
I got Lou.
I'm here.
I got Drum Fool.
I'm here.
The whole crew's in the building.
The Fool.
Yeah,
the Foolinator.
We are back
at it like crack at it.
The Fooster. Wow. The Fooster.
We got, right now, we got a little bit of Ray and Nephew.
Uh-huh. And, oh, matter of fact, let me pour some.
And we got, a little, we got a little
latte.
Of
that shit.
We got my latte's done.
We got a pina colada sips.
Latte poppy.
We're making bumba coladas.
Bumba colada.
I like that.
Fam, yes. When are we throwing the homebody house party?
Can we do this already?
Bumba coladas. Bumba coladas. And we need some other.
We need that dead
ratchet drink.
What y'all niggas had in
that? Dunkirk mimosas.
Dunkirk mimosas.
We need a dead punch. What y'all niggas serve at the event? What's it called?
The R.I.P. punch. Yeah. R.I.P.
That shit was banging.
It should have been.
That shit was banging.
Yeah, that shit was. It was just rum punch.
I was gonna say something, but I'm not gonna.
Now you're not gonna edit it out.
I saw his eyes. Don't say it.
Say it.
I'll make sure he edits.
No, you're not.
No, you won't. I'm not saying it either.
All right, off mic.
Yeah.
All right. Nigga, don't jerk off the juice.
I gotta shake it, nigga.
Yeah, but shake it to the side.
Nigga, you brought sips.
Stop fucking.
This shit ain't nothing but concentrating whatever fucking lumpy bits
Stop
they got in the
fucking
juice.
Fucking my juice.
Nigga, you brought lumpy juice. Don't talk to me. Lumpy. This is you.
Hey, but you about to sip his lumpy juice, though.
All right.
You brought me sabor latino.
What?
Wow.
Sabor latino.
Yo, that was mad extra R's than that one.
What R's rolled him?
What does the sabor mean? Does it just mean juice? That was just Latin flavor.
It means Latin flavor? Yeah. Niggas is cocky as shit.
And
huh?
They spelled sips with two S's. Like,
yeah. That's S-sips.
The sips.
This is a short Dominican brand. Like, no, this shit was definitely founded
George
in the
Lopez
hype.
Brand, right?
That's Lopez. So, I finally accepted the fact that I've entered wash territory. The other day I had gone to the grocery store just to pick up a little fucking food to eat for the night or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I decided, I was like, you know what? It's just me at home. I'm gonna read some comics, drink some wine, right? Mm-hmm. Pick up a little bottle of wine.
It's a grown up as an evening.
Right? So that's what I thought.
You did good.
Comic books and wine, right?
You did good.
Cool. I'm a grown ass nerdy child nigga.
Homebody pampering session.
Right? Exactly. I take care of myself. So then I get to the register and like the cashier rings up everything and then she rings up the wine. She's like, oh, I'm sorry, can I see ID please? So I'm opening my wallet and I'm struggling to get my ID out a little bit. And then she sees that. Yeah, nigga, you thought.
Nigga, that's just straight gas. Nigga, what the fuck?
This nigga thought he was Brain.
This ain't Brugal. Hold on.
I never had.
Oh, nah, you fucking up.
This ain't Brugal.
Pass the bottle. Pass
Damn,
the bottle.
What Son. The fuck, nigga?
Your man.
That shit tastes
yo,
like,
listeners.
That shit tastes like wasted ass fucking passion. Look at this nigga.
I'm not drinking any more of that.
Yes.
Nigga. Nigga done put his whole tongue in a bottle. Now I can't drink this shit.
Nigga just didn't care about flavor when they made this shit. Yeah.
So your man Lewis poured a lot of Ray and Nephews in the cup.
It was
a lot.
It was two shots.
You poured the way I poured.
It was two shots.
A lot. Yes, nigga.
Yeah.
But he poured a ton of that shit.
This shit even smells weird, bro.
This shit's so strong. This shit potent. The shit says not 100 proof, not overproof.
Just overproof?
Yeah, but overproofing the shit. Figure it out on your own, goddammit.
I'm not going to be okay today.
Nah.
Okay. Ray and Nephew's Devil Springs. Two things where I'm just like, all right, we could chill a little bit.
Ray and Nephew's Nephew. And it was me. All right, I'm going to tell you the story about that bottle later. So I get to the register, right?
Fuck y'all doing
in
Jamaica.
She doing a lot.
It was
getting
one
drunk and jumping off ladders.
Why the fuck you think we jumping off of metal ladders, nigga? So I'm struggling to get my ID out, right? And then she like takes a look at it and she goes, "Oh no, it's okay. You have the old ID. I know you're old enough." And I just felt mad disrespected. But then I thought about it and I'm like, "Yo, anyone who has the old IDs are definitely over 21 now. It doesn't even matter. You just have to make sure." That the face matches up or whatever.
Shouldn't you have a new ID by now?
Mine's not.
You didn't have to renew the shit?
No. I had to renew my 5-year one at 21. Then they gave me the 8-year one. I'm only 27.
Oh, okay.
So I have until 2021.
Because I have the new shit.
My shit.
I had to renew it.
Let me show you. All right. Let's play a game. Let's all show each other our ID pictures. Bet.
So you mind if you show me
and
yours?
We'll just make fun of each other.
I don't know where mine is.
Right. Oh, this nigga's just... Lou, oh, how convenient.
Lou, I got your wallet right here.
There it is. How to warn me about you Haitians.
All right, which way are we doing? All right, we got to pass left.
Go this way.
Yeah.
So all right. Lou, wait, we got to wait for Louis.
All right.
Damn, this nigga fucking up the whole shit.
Nigga, fucking up the rotation, Lou. Pass it that left, nigga.
Yo, this nigga Lou look like Nori.
Nah.
Yo, this is yo, young.
Why
Chris,
my man James is the nigga from the Addams Family though?
Yes. Yo, I've Sanchez, never seen Marcel smile in a still before. This nigga look like T.I.'s son for real, real.
Yo, all right, nigga. So we fighting.
Yo, James looks like every one of his cousins.
And him at the same time.
And him at the same time.
God damn. All right, pass.
That's young Chris right there. All right,
wait.
Wow. Yeah,
damn. Yo, James definitely sold crack in the past.
Yo, check out Lil Cuddy.
N-O-R-E. Look at Lou.
I can't believe this is Marcel.
Damn.
This nigga James definitely been to jail at least twice.
This nigga and Lou's
I'm not going to deny this, or.
This nigga Lou in this picture definitely knows Nina Sky.
At least one of them.
At least one of them.
Nina or Sky.
Nina or
Sky. Nigga know all the words to Oye whatever the fuck.
Oye whatever. Can that be the name of the episode?
Yes. Oye whatever the fuck.
Nigga, what happened to your license, Lou? Why is it cracked? I've never seen a license get cracked.
Just pass it.
He got kids.
Lou's had that.
Oh, God.
Yo,
nah, this is a mugshot, James. James, what the fuck?
I thought this was James for a second. Why get James again?
Why'd I get James again?
So, this nigga Chris is who got James arrested. Like, look at how wide this nigga's eyes are, son.
James was selling the drugs to me. Yes. I took the drugs.
And then you went to your daddy and said, "Yo, Pops, I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up out here."
And James went to jail. Yo, damn. I feel like there should be like a little G-Unit, like this insignia over James's picture. What
Listen,
the fuck is this?
Growing up, we love G-Unit, man.
Yeah. I want y'all to know, when I first met Chris, he had red hair and looked like that.
Oh, yeah. That is true.
Marcel looked like the runner out to play Dr. Dre.
What?
Yo, I remember that when I dyed my hair, it's because I thought, like, my beard and shit like gets the little ginger hairs and shit. Like, I get it a lot more now. But when, like, I got like 4 of them in my head one time. I was like, "Fuck it, I'm going full ginger."
Hey,
and
wasn't the best idea.
Not at all.
That
not
shit lasted like a week.
Yeah,
but the thing about that is that I left it in too long, so it like burnt like the middle of like my scalp a little bit. So now that area grows back a little bit slower than the rest. It still grows, but it grows back slower. Mm. So it gets to a point where it looks like I'm balding, but I'm like, nah, the rest is gonna catch up. It's like, don't worry about it. So luckily, I'm just like one of those people that like, thank God I could grow a beard because I could just fuck it. Like,
That's how.
If you ever need to go bald,
if I couldn't grow a beard, it would have been slow.
Yo, damn, I'd still be single.
You just have to get
like
this little,
weird part like right here where the hair just stands up, and that's why I just grow my shit out.
See, it's shit like it's weird shit like that.
If I cut my hair too low and then it starts growing back in, it like. Just one area is just frizzy.
Yeah.
And the rest of my shit is just like laying down.
You need that Shea Moisture for men. Y'all seen that shit?
It's been everywhere. What is that?
I don't think it's real. I think
it's real. It's a website.
Is it?
It's the Shea Moisture brand for men now.
They did it? Because I went to
nigga,
the...
It says Hey Moisture.
Yeah, but I thought it was like... Because I saw the video.
I'll send you the link, nigga. You know I pre-ordered.
Now, I'm still not fucking with Shea Moisture. Them niggas is racist as shit.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Wait, which one? Story. Wait, which one?
Oh, what are you talking about?
This one?
Nah. There's a video on Twitter, right? Oh. Yeah, pull up the video.
Yeah, I got you. Keep talking.
Where it's basically just a bunch of different shades of black guys, right? Just like hot-ass black guys with beards and all this shit. And it's like beard care, and they're all topless, and they're all wearing the same like onyx fucking pinky ring and shit like that.
Okay.
And it looks like they were all like capos at one point.
And this is... And they're what they're doing like, to sell this product to
they're,
dudes?
They're yep. just yeah, they're just playing with their beards and shit like that. And I'm like, I know every woman on the fucking timeline was wet that day. Like, they was just going, they were having a good time. But then I went to the origin of that video. It was like one of the guys that was in there. And it says he's like in college. So I'm thinking he just did this like with his like stepbrothers, like fraternity brothers, not like
yeah.
his daddy was fucking a bunch of different people. Now wow. you got a bunch of different right. stepbrothers.
Yes,
that could be true, but I don't know. But if you see the video, that's a lot of stepbrothers.
Yo, matter of fact, I saw that shit. And the only thing I saw was just like one girl saying like, don't worry, fellas, hot niggas are just as corny as hot bitches.
Yeah, that, it was a and very, was like, yeah, it was surprised. A very.
Yo, what is the deal with that? Like, why?
But,
like, is it because they're attractive?
They don't got to try as
never
hard.
Had to yeah, develop a
this makes me never want to buy whatever they're selling.
Right? But there's this one nigga. He
you
had
saw
little,
it, Marcel?
I may or may not have. I yeah. believe I did.
Did yeah,
not,
when it
I definitely didn't. When it, I remember seeing this.
When it opens up with the nigga playing peekaboo, the yeah. light skinned nigga playing peekaboo, I'm like, come
why
on.
Why
the
light skinned nigga gotta play peekaboo?
Because that's what light skinned niggas do. That's yeah, why yeah, I hate
man.
Y'all.
I don't want niggas on peekaboo having asses.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Nigga, I look like a peekaboo. Get the wow. fuck out of my face, nigga.
Wow.
Nigga, I got enough problems to deal with.
The thing about this is, other than us just talking about the shit, if this shit were to pop up on my IG, I'm not sticking around long enough to even know what the fuck this shit is.
Right. There's yeah. no mess.
It's a bunch of niggas trying to look sexy for the camera, and like, I'm not yeah, going to stick
and
around
the thing
and
is,
be like, oh,
and
what's this?
And they're trying to sell you beard products.
But the thing yeah. is,
like, yeah, like, if anything, that makes me want it.
The same shit, just like a woman's hand caressing the beard. It's like, so, niggas yeah. aren't selling me nothing.
So
show me titties, I'm buying.
All right.
So he's not wrong.
But back
he's
to
not.
What you were saying, you were like, it's a bunch of niggas trying to look sexy, and they yeah. just come off looking corny, right? Yeah. So what is like? What do you
How
have
do we
to
be
do?
Sexy without being corny?
Yeah, you just got to stand there. And just like
yeah.
you gotta stand there and be quiet, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're
let everyone else decide that you're doing some sexy shit.
Yeah, yeah. like I don't and then when
Stop
they do
squinting,
it,
nigga.
And then when they do it, they be like, oh no, not me. No, me, nah. Come on. I'm just minding my business. I'm just Chris. I'm just over here playing peekaboo by myself. Like, yo, don't mind yo, me.
Chris in the corner playing peekaboo by himself.
Peekaboo Chris.
I see you.
Nigga standing there biting the fuck out his lip. Like, whoa, wow.
Being with us. You're like,
nah, nigga, you look weird.
Yeah, there was one nigga biting
Why you doing that? You're bleeding.
Yeah. Nigga took my choke. But yeah, this shit popped up on the timeline. I didn't know it was real. I mean, I'm not buying it because not only do I not fuck with Shea Moisture for what they did, blah, 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 but I get all my beer products at TJ Maxx for $4.
Yeah, educate us.
So,
what they do, nigga? Educate us.
I don't have a beard. So there's that.
Yeah, I don't know what they did.
You got a little goatee. You could moisturize.
I'm not
that.
Yeah. like nah. Right,
I can see that.
I took a picture. I'm gonna send y'all these two. My man, you know, like
put it in the group chat. I'm not gonna read it.
All right, there you go. All right, so he's like, I just want to be included. I'm not. Just,
no, I'm just saying, like,
I'm here.
Why send two messages when you can send one?
All right, that's
math, nigga. Simple math. Do the science.
Wow. It sounds like a nigga that's gonna buy it. Just gonna put it on your cheeks and hope a beard grows. And
I'm still waiting for this nigga to bring back the fucking cream from DR that yeah. makes your shit grow.
Oh, all right,
I got you. Right.
That's crazy.
I gotta go.
And
DR
then
first.
Also some shit for my beard.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah, nigga. That's how you tell a joke.
Wow.
No, that's how you tell a wait a minute.
Yeah. That's why I start Caroline's next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or in Caroline.
Wow. What?
That's how you tell a joke.
Touche, sir. Touche.
That was good.
Yeah, this nigga turned his mic up this week.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Sure, you turn my mic up.
Pause.
I said what I said.
Turn you up. I'm not feeling the Ray Nephews. I'm going to be honest with y'all.
Huh?
I'm not feeling the Ray Nephews.
Nigga, you sweating right now.
Nigga, I am. Yeah.
You are feeling it.
It's crazy.
You just don't like it.
I took
it.
Three sips.
Different.
Yo, you're supposed to take the Ray Neff and mix it with this.
I got this hoodie on. It's about to come off. I'm hot as a motherfucker.
I am boiling in here. It is crazy. This is nigga James.
Nigga, you got heat on? You wearing a jacket?
With a jacket on.
And I don't. First of all, I don't feel like taking my jacket off.
What is it like in Haiti?
It was like
this is regular. For
yo,
you.
It's hot as fuck.
This nigga's shivering right now.
I did go to last time. I did go to Haiti. Niggas had Scullies on.
Yo, just, niggas a different breed. I fuck with Haitians. Facts. You can't kill a Haitian. That big nigga in the video that I sent y'all was probably Haitian.
He was.
Most definitely. But anyway, how was y'all Halloween?
Not like that, nigga. That nigga got his ass whooped.
Yeah. But that,
I didn't do nothing.
That video was suspenseful. But anyway, I'm not going to bring that up.
I was chill, man. I didn't do shit.
I didn't really do anything either, but I'm going to keep it a buck. I fucked with this Halloween. Just because it landed on Thursday, the shit lasted the whole week.
Yeah.
Because it was such an awkward day where like niggas was just doing events.
They were doing
for
it
an
the
entire
Saturday
week, and
before.
I was like, I appreciate just niggas wearing costumes for a week long stretch.
But where do you guys fall on that? from what I'm told, they were like, oh, if Halloween is the week that you celebrate the weekend before Halloween, right? And I'm like, that makes sense if Halloween's Monday, Tuesday, right? But it's Thursday. You can celebrate it, I feel like.
It makes more sense to celebrate it on the weekend after because it's Thursday.
The closest weekend, right?
Yeah. If it's your birthday, you do the same shit.
Yeah, and they were like, no, after Halloween, they just went straight into Christmas. Mariah Carey woke up, and that was it.
Started belting?
Yeah, and that was it. Like, we completely forgot about Thanksgiving. I have not seen one turkey, but I've seen multiple Christmas decorations. My mother got the Christmas decorations out the crawl space.
Yeah, I keep it a buck. I fuck with Thanksgiving way more than I fuck with Christmas.
Me too. I like the visuals of Christmas. I like the traditions of
I like the food of Christmas.
Thanksgiving, we just get together and we eat. Christmas, we get together and we eat the same shit we ate on Thanksgiving. It's just not as cracking.
Yeah.
And then I got to pay to get you shit that I don't really want to get you.
That's the perfect explanation.
The other day, I calculated how much money I'm saving because my parents are getting a divorce. My nigga, I have never done so many cartwheels back to back in my life. Hey. It like I never really fucked with my step family that much anyway. Mm. And anytime like shit come around, it'd be like, yo, just get him a gift card. So I get my stepbrother a gift card. It'd be like $50. That nigga would give me a $25 gift card. And I'd be like, nigga.
That's me and
we just supposed to trade shit to be polite, but now I'm taking a loss.
That's me and my sister and my mother around our birthdays and Mother's Day. That's why I'm like, yo, fuck all y'all. That's why. Leave me alone.
Yeah, fuck y'all.
But how'd y'all feel about the Halloween costumes this year? Because I got some things to say.
I got really tired of seeing that one Fashion Nova Thotty Ninja on all the bitches. Like, I'm tired of y'all just being the same.
At first, that's not a Mortal Kombat character, right?
No.
Right?
It's just like
a generic ninja.
Electra Mortal Kombat mashup.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
With no accessories.
I've seen
bitches ain't have near sight.
The most played out one though was Joker and Harley Quinn.
No,
white boys dressed up as Joker. And they was talking shit about all the bitches wearing the same. Y'all are the bitches.
Yeah, basically.
All right, this coffee's cold.
With no ice in it, it's nasty.
James.
my bad.
Nigga, just say you're
holding the cup.
Yeah, hold on.
I didn't know what he went down there.
So, the shit that got me tight, right, was like Lewis put in the fucking group chat. That girl that was in like the fake Captain America or Captain Puerto Rico at this point.
Yeah, you never
costume.
Know.
That's true.
Talking about,
you don't know.
Oh, I can be your Wonder Woman. I'm like, yo, fam, that's not even the same fuck. That shit. No. Let me tell you what got me even more mad, right? Was what's her name? Sweetie and Quavo. Sweetie was the old school Harley Quinn, right? In the night, killed it, right? And there was a video where she's like skipping down the fucking hallway, and she even goes, "Oh, hey, what's up, Puddin?" Blah blah blah. And then I see Quavo's Two-Face. I'm like, them niggas don't even date. They're not even together. You fucking stupid. That's not Puddin. He can't be Puddin. Fucking stupid.
He Jello.
I was standing there and I looked at it and I was like, I appreciate the fact that this nigga's Two-Face and not the Joker.
Though. Yeah, yo, he killed they both killed
him.
But you can't drop that line. You just can't.
Yeah, you can.
It's not a couple's costume at that point. It's not.
I'm saying
this is a full just nerdy nigga. I'm not gonna let that happen. No!
Wasn't this nigga Offset Michael Jackson?
Yeah. He
does that shit every year. He just likes dressing up like that.
Cardi killed it.
Poison Ivy. Yeah.
Nah, you know who.
And then here comes Nicki Dump.
Wait, so does that mean that Offset didn't get the memo?
Offset was just like, I don't give a fuck what y'all doing. This is the one time I get to be Michael Jackson. Every year, I'm doing that shit. Fuck nigga it. Standing in the mirror. Shimon.
Shimon.
I was hyped when that nigga moonwalked, though. That nigga hit the moonwalk at
fucking,
the show.
What's her name?
Do anything for clout.
Yeah, Nikki dressed up as the fucking Suicide Squad Harley Quinn. I'm like, yo, fam, you're like 2 years late, and that's the worst Harley Quinn.
Niggas Why? Do not like that.
Get the.
Although I did see some chick in Suicide Squad Harley Quinn when I was at work. Like, I'm, you know what I mean?
Nigga, on the train tracks?
Nah, she was on just, the platform, nigga.
She was just skipping along in the fucking tunnel like a fucking psychopath.
No, that was actually Harley.
All the niggas around me didn't know what a woman was, and like it changed their life. She walked by, and I was like, yeah, nigga, I seen butt cheeks hang out the shorts before. Like, it's all right.
I was just, yeah.
She ain't even really got no ass, bro.
I was just
like,
at Sugar Daddy's.
Y'all niggas could relax.
Yo, now, you know who really killed
Sugar Daddy's
though?
Is also like around the corner.
Drake killed that shit. Drake
was his dad, right?
I think it was his dad.
Oh, that.
And his bodyguard.
It's like, I really appreciate when niggas do have cool costumes.
Right?
It's really dope to me.
I like the memes. Like, people were like memes. Like, that was funny.
Yeah.
I didn't see what Fab and them did, because usually Fab and them.
Toy Story.
Yeah, he was Woody.
He gave the worst fucking caption of all Halloween. Like, he canceled Halloween for everybody.
Oh, he was like, oh, she wants the Woody.
She wants the Woody.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, Fab.
Oh. Fab. Somebody did this.
I don't know.
He would be the Fab punchline.
I don't know which NBA player. The NBA players be going in with the costumes, like, if they have a game that day. I don't know who did it, but somebody did the Nutty Professor.
Oh, I don't know.
And that's the nigga cool. Dropped some shit on the floor, and he was trying to pick it up.
One nigga showed up as Emmett from the Lego movie.
Yeah. that was, shit.
Who the fuck was that?
Was that RJ Barrett?
No, it was white player.
Oh, it was white? I don't care. No. he's not a real NBA player.
Nah, he is. Don't disrespect him like that, whoever he is.
I saw some cool shit because, like...
He said, don't disrespect him, whoever he is.
Whoever the fuck. Niggas out here caping for some nigga. He don't even know.
LeBron with the Edward Scissorhands, I thought was only funny because LeBron and his hair problems.
Wow.
Like, yeah. That, like... I feel like it was a joke within a joke.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, I saw some cool shit because I was looking at like some wrestling shit that happened, and like niggas had some little showing like wherever the fuck they were, and it was like these WWE niggas, but because they weren't on TV, they were all dressed up as other wrestlers in the company,
Wow.
And they were doing matches as the other guy.
That's funny.
So like they weren't themselves anymore; they were just like that other character. Yeah.
That's like really cool
because it was one nigga that dressed up as like Ricochet, who does a whole bunch of flips and shit, but that nigga can't flip. So he was just doing a whole, like, he was going up on the top turnbuckle, and he came down mad slow and just did, like, a barrel roll and jumped on the other nigga.
He looked like one of us if we were Ricochet.
See? And, like, me, my dumb ass, I would have gone to a show that night and be like, oh, this is what y'all niggas like? Like,
yeah.
Not knowing shit, that they're fucking playing. I'm like, yo, this nigga just fucking crawl on the floor? What is this?
That's dope, though.
Yeah, Halloween was also, like, the last. We got blessed on Halloween. It was windy as fuck, but it was nice out for everyone to be out. The rain just automatically decided to stop and all that stuff. But going through the neighborhood that day, I found out a couple things. White people on Long Island really fucking fuck with Halloween and their kids. They were out in fucking wolf packs, yep. Bro. It was like
roads, nigga.
Yeah, it was like three sets of parents with their little coffee mugs and their little fucking fleece sweaters and stuff talking while the fucking 17 children just running house to house.
It's terrorizing.
I was tight because I couldn't fucking listen to fucking my Conway album and shit like that while smoking a bunch of weed with the windows down like I do per use. Like, what the fuck?
Per use, Lou.
Yeah, per use. But then I also thought, I'm like, yo, global warming really is real. Because remember a couple like years ago when it was like 75 degrees on Christmas?
They said it's not real.
This nigga just put that together.
Yeah. No, oh,
shit,
like,
it's warm out.
Yeah, nigga, we're dying.
No, but then it led me to the question is, when the world decides to finally attack us back, where do you think you'll be?
Haiti.
No, like...
Beat my meat, most likely.
Most likely. I'm...
Why?
Like, when it happens, I'm gonna just be doing regular shit.
That's accurate. Yeah,
but, like...
You gonna be at work, mad because someone called you the other black dude's name.
Jason.
And then next thing you know, the roof is just going to be gone. You're going to be like, oh, all right, this is what we're doing today. Cool.
Let me at least finish this episode of Arrow.
Arrow's getting good bad.
Like power?
No, that's bad bad.
Oh, okay.
Which makes it good to good,
laugh. Wait, so it's like Wu-Tang?
No, you're not where I am.
It's bad good.
It's bad. No, it's bad bad, and it's so bad that we're just doing good. You know what power this season is like? You ever watch like a TV show or a movie, and inside that TV show or movie, they're doing like this a parody show, like someone's watching, and you just see how ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's what power is. It's real life now, where I'm watching a parody of something that once was like once real. That's how fucked up it is. But I'm here. It just went on break. It comes back like January 5th or some shit like that.
I'll be on time for when it comes back.
Yeah, you'll catch up by then for sure.
They got up to the part where the whole season they're afraid of this one Russian nigga, and one scene they shoot him in the face.
Yep.
Problem solved.
Yep. It's I remember that. They were shook. Then that's kind of what they do. They just find different white mob bosses to kill the exact same way. And it's like, why don't you just do that from jump?
From the beginning.
Like, if you're such big of a mob boss, why don't you just kill this nigga? Because you're obviously not afraid of his crew retaliate. No one's crew retaliates against these niggas.
That was the whole thing from the beginning. Like, we can't kill him because, you know, his crew. And then, like,
nobody did shit.
Just killed him. And then
but the thing. Fuck. Never mind. I don't want to spoil. You don't care. You don't care.
Right? I know exactly what happens in Power. I just want to see it.
Where it was like, all right, they kill one mob boss, right, and then the muscle for that mob boss comes and is like, nah, I'm going to fucking kill y'all because I'm more deadlier than the guy you just killed. And that's the nigga they just shoot in the head. And it's like, all right, well,
I mean,
we just wasted four episodes. Nigga, they're different. Like, it's to the point now where everyone's kind of connected, and I feel like they're just extorting one another for the same $2 million. Like, it's just going all around New York. Yeah, they're just passing $2 million in one duffel bag.
Pass that shit over here.
Yo, you ain't getting that fucking bag.
Fucking Tommy just be like, motherfucker.
Motherfucker. This nigga fucking Tommy drives a Mustang. The loudest fucking car.
Bright blue.
Bright blue fucking Mustang all around New York. White guy just killing niggas, right? A white guy killing niggas in a bright blue Mustang that makes mad noise.
He didn't even watch the show.
Nobody.
50. damn. I just remembered I know someone that writes the show. Never mind.
Shout out to them.
Keep getting your money, Andre.
That's right.
All
right,
Andre.
You want to come on the Big show? Let us know, man. We got questions.
Andre, let me tell you.
He don't want to come on
after
the show.
This last bullshit, I just want to know who the fuck put the slow motion. I'm not giving nothing away. Whose idea was it to put the shit? You know the shit I'm talking about in slow motion. That's all I'm going to say.
Andre,
that's what I
want to
ask
motion.
Niggas about the Terminator. I watched that shit yesterday, and it was just mad dramatic slow motion for niggas turning their heads, and I was just like, "What? Why are you wasting the budget on this?"
Yeah, what's been the explanation for Schwarzenegger getting old? Because I feel like we've had
three different
ones.
They did it in the last.
They don't explain it, nigga.
No,
they have.
All right, no, listen to this.
Those movies never happened, by the way.
They explain it in Genesis, which was the last one, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
but I never saw that. I think
Khaleesi,
after
right?
three, I stopped
with who?
Watching.
Khaleesi?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
That was her?
Yeah.
That was the fifth one. That was the fifth one, right? The last one?
I think so. I didn't watch four or five.
It's been like 12 people playing Sarah Connor.
I watched three, and three has one of my favorite scenes where like niggas are doing the shootout in the graveyard.
Yeah.
That shit's fucking dope. On, nigga just bust open a fucking casket with mad guns
and
in
bullets.
It. Niggas just like.
So it's Terminator. All right. So if we're going to just go through this timeline, I guess. So Terminator 1, the nigga comes back. He's bad. He tries to kill the mom from having the son who leads the revolution, right? John Connor. Sarah Connor's the mom. Yeah. John Connor's the son, right?
Mm-hmm. Terminator. Sarah Connor don't matter. Her ovaries do, though.
Okay. Terminator 2.
Judgment Day.
The nigga comes back and it's like, yo, another dude that looked like me tried to kill your moms, but I'm different. I'm protecting you from this liquid nigga that runs really fast, right?
Yeah. One of the greatest movies ever.
I fucking love Terminator. Yeah, that's the only one that matters
and
to
like,
me.
I tell people all the time, the reason why it's one of the greatest movies ever, especially for like niggas our age.
It's because of the video game?
We never saw the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
The trailer to Terminator 2 gives away the fact that nigga is now the good guy. But I remember I watched 1 and 2 back to back without seeing anything. Yeah. Shit was just on.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, this nigga's good now. And it was the most shocking shit.
Yeah.
Wait, when you watched it, was it on cable?
I think so.
I think it was on like Cinemax.
You was watching TV the whole day then?
Yeah.
No, I think it was like TBS.
That's how it was back then, nigga, the black box.
I didn't watch, or maybe I did watch it on like TBS or something.
Yeah,
because
TBS used to be.
When them shits be on cable, them shits are already long on its own.
Yeah.
So it's like 7 hours.
4 hours, yeah.
With commercials.
It would be.
But that was back when like that was okay.
It would be facts. Three ninja.
Now there's so much shit happening in the world. You can do things.
My Saturdays consisted of Three Ninjas, Rocky 2,
yep.
Okay.
Terminator 2.
Power Rangers.
Shogun of Harlem, if you got lucky.
And then
that shit came on.
No, every 8 months, they would bless me with, what was it? The Last Dragon.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Three Ninjas.
I said three.
Wordness, y'all niggas gonna be quiet.
Nigga, that was the first thing I said.
Oh, I bet.
I started with that. That's why everyone got quiet.
I was like, oh, Three Ninjas is whack now?
Yeah. I remember.
Y'all niggas got real quiet.
Nigga, I fucks with Tum Tum.
Niggas was like, yo, today we only program sports movies. Yeah. Here's Little Giants followed by Mighty Ducks. I was like, nigga, I'm not going outside.
Mighty Duck, D2 Mighty Ducks, the only Mighty Ducks that matters to me. Yeah. That's when I got the new jerseys.
Nigga said, here's Air Bud at night in case the kids come home.
Oh man, yo, I still can't watch that one scene where it's just get out of here, go! I don't want you anymore. I'm like, nigga, it's a fucking great dog. What?
He's trying to cross cats.
Yeah, he fucking plays basketball, nigga. You know what it's like? You know why?
Niggas play breaking too a lot.
Electric Boogaloo. Oh yeah. Man, nigga, that was the only time I swept the house, nigga. And we had carpet. What the fuck you talking about?
Was back when I saw the Warriors for the first time.
Nah,
I was a different nigga after that.
Nah, wait, no.
This nigga wore mad leather after that.
Nah, nigga.
Well,
nigga, I'm trying to. Oh, that Warriors.
No, that's Steph Curry number.
Oh, yeah, I was like, all right, nigga, you was watching basketball at like 8, whatever.
Yeah, you don't want to watch the Warriors.
No one watched the Warriors back then.
That's what I'm saying. I was like,
nobody's
watching
the Warriors now.
That's when their logo was an actual warrior.
Hold on.
But the Warrior
was like
a knight.
To all y'all niggas that talk about Steph all day, and I've been out here championing Klay Thompson, look at them without that nigga. Suck my dick.
They don't have nobody right now.
Yeah, that's right, not the point. They don't have Klay. So. All right? That's the point, James.
I know.
You heard me yell, suck my dick. You know what kind of time I'm on right now. Right, you don't want to fuck with me.
You're right.
From the back.
Y'all want to rap with me? Wait, what?
Wait, what?
Sorry, what?
Step from the back.
All right.
Step right there from the back.
Nah, I don't want... Yo, you don't want to fuck with Lou. All
right.
That nigga on something different. He not even yelling the shit.
So
he's saying it calmly.
Terminator 2, right? Yeah, Terminator 2.
Man, that movie's amazing.
And then we went... And
then we went to 3, and three? I was just like, oh, this shit mid, but shit. Like, I'm like 12, so I'm still enjoying it.
3 was what? The nigga grew up. John Connor grew up.
I love it. Yeah,
and he was like, it's you from when I was a kid. The nigga was like a weird construction worker.
You saved me. And then... 4 and 5, y'all got to talk about on your own. I didn't bother.
4
was the one that John Connor was bad.
4 was Salvation.
That was the one where it was bad.
That's with Christian Bale.
Yeah, you know. The 5 was the one where John Connor was bad.
Genesis?
Yeah, 5, Genesis. And then...
that shit was whack because they had Khaleesi in it, and I didn't care to like sit there looking at it.
I didn't know it was over like half the movie.
All right, so Genesis gets into this, like, some weird fucked up incest shit, I think, where his daddy, which is his son, comes from the future, fucks his mama and has him.
Is that what happened?
He's his brother daddy.
Yeah, we could cancel that movie.
I think that's what it is.
I hope this nigga's completely wrong.
I think that's who Kyle Reese is, his brother daddy.
Wait, so that makes no sense.
Hey, brother daddy.
Because then how would he have been made in the first place?
That's why they said, fuck all those movies. So I
threw it out.
That's what happened.
Starting over.
Because he comes from the future. He fucks Khaleesi, and she gets pregnant with John.
Khaleesi brings all the boys to the yard. All
right, James. So they skipped all that shit. So now in that movie... they fight one of the liquid niggas in the beginning, and then he decides to stay. Like he's a T-100.
Yeah,
T-1000.
Schwarzenegger.
No, he's a 101.
Now he's a 101.
Yeah, now he's a, but anyway,
actually, no, yeah, he's a 101.
And like the thing was, they show like in Genesis, they show like a Judgment Day like video, flashback shit scene, and. He comes back. He kills the evil one, right? Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then he was like, yo, I'm going to stay here. And I'm just going to grow old. And it's like, oh, my cybernetics on the inside are all the same. But I have, like, this synthetic skin that grows old.
So that's just how they... I have to do it now.
Yeah, that's how they justify it.
You could just kind of swap out skins there, buddy.
CGI is crazy, but fuck it.
CGI is do that.
But they did have Nick and Schwarzenegger CGI in 5.
They did. No, yeah. 4.
4?
Salvation. Yeah. The full, because that's when it was like, whoa!
I mean,
and this one he was like the governor and shit.
They got young Schwarzenegger in this one for like a flashback scene.
Okay.
That Schwarzenegger looked good.
Always disturbing to me.
He looked good.
Yeah.
He looked good?
Was he butt ass?
Nah, he wasn't butt ass.
Nah, he had clothes on.
All right. Why do they have to get butt ass to time travel?
That's a great question.
Because your clothes,
it looked cool in the first one, and it was like, now we're just going to keep running with it.
Nah, because like when you're traveling, your clothes will shred.
They don't want to expose the drip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying in Terminator 3, I didn't mind it when a girl came through.
Oh, yeah, Lewis?
Yeah, it was
you know
nice.
Porn exists, right? Exactly. Like, you don't have to just subject yourself to
and this one shorty thing. Came through, and I was looking at him, I was like, not into it, honestly.
What do you think about her acting?
Shallow and pedantic.
No one's acting in this movie was good. Yeah. Everyone's acting was horrible.
Did you watch Black Mirror, right? You saw when she was in... Oh, okay. Well, she was in, like, one of my favorite Black Mirror episodes, San Junipero.
Yeah.
And,
was she good on that? She wasn't bad. It just wasn't, like... I mean, nothing to talk about.
It was a
but
cool...
The main chick in it, she's bad. She's a really bad actress.
Yeah.
Oh, bad she's attractive, okay. though. So.
Oh, no, that's what I'm talking about. Like that. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, Grace.
No. That one, she's not bad. She's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she's... But... It's just okay.
Oh, you're talking about
the little Spanish.
The little, yeah.
That looks like she's 12.
Yeah.
But her character is really supposed to be like 20 something. I'm like, I really thought she was just like a little girl that they were trying to save.
Wow.
And then she started talking. I was like, oh, this is a grown ass woman. Yeah. Like, they show her in a hotel room. She's standing up, and I look at like where the lamp is on the dresser, and I was like, yo, that lamp is higher than her. Like, she's got to be like a good 4'9.
On a good day.
On a good day.
Shit's wild.
But yeah, I want to see Terminator 2. Like, nigga, you can't, like... I was more excited for Gemini Man than I was for this new Terminator. I'll say that.
Like, I wasn't excited for this at all. I just
Black
like,
Terminator.
I fuck with Terminator, but...
I still don't get to watch it, but...
I get paid. I mean, I don't have to pay to watch movies. So I just show up.
You get paid to watch movies, nigga. Nah, put me on.
It'll work.
Hopefully, I'm just like speaking from the future, and that shit happens at some point because that'd be cool.
Are you guys watching Watchmen?
I watched the first episode. I haven't had time to watch the second yet. I fucking loved it.
It's so
and
good.
White people are angry.
Oh, I know, that makes me love it more.
What got white people angry?
What doesn't that white people angry?
So let me.
Very good rebuttal.
Yeah.
Man.
So you guys familiar with Watchmen?
Yeah.
All right. The movie is a slight adaptation of the graphic novel, right, from 86.
Oh, so it's not like a side story.
Nigga, read the book?
Huh? I read the book
the
years
shit is
ago.
Still, it's set in the same universe, but if you didn't read the book or watch the movie, you're going in knowing just as much as
Nigga,
I do.
You read the book too?
Yeah.
Like years ago.
It's the greatest graphic novel ever written.
So
everybody just reading the book?
The book is good.
It's good.
It's really good.
I fully stand by, like, it's probably the best shit I've ever read. So, like, out of, like, novels I've read. Really
so nobody was going to lend me the book?
You're not going to read it, James?
Somebody stole my book.
I'll read it if y'all all read the book.
Nigga, you know how many books I have? You got to
I give
book.
It to you. That shit's mad long, though. And there's,
it's probably.
Like, every issue has, like, pages where it's, like, there are no pictures here.
It's like the Old Testament. Novel.
And that's how I know it's crazy, because Chris only reads books with pictures.
That's true.
And I read this. Yeah.
Wow.
I read this, like, 2000.
And I'll say, like, in a couple issues, the shit where there's no pictures, that's the best part of the whole issue.
Wow. Yeah. So basically, this book came out in 1986, and it basically talks about if Nixon never got, if Watergate never happened, he never got impeached. Basically, we win the Vietnam War, and we adopt them as like a 51st or 52nd state or some bullshit like that, right? And it just, from there, goes into like an alternate universe. And basically, Nixon won that war by using these super people.
Were they allowed to use Nixon in there?
Yeah, in 86.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, fuck you, nigga. We impeach you. We don't care about you, nigga. Fuck. Okay. Nixon's dead, right? Yeah, he's dead. Fuck that nigga, man. I guess. I don't know. I wasn't alive. I don't care. Anything that happened before I was alive, fuck you. I don't care. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, I can't. I didn't know that nigga.
I like Chris's rule.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
I mean, it makes
like,
sense. You can't do shit about what happened before you were born.
Yeah, like, I just popped up. I didn't even ask to be here, nigga. I'm just here now. What up? Like,
on a boat, nigga.
Yeah, on a boat.
Product of ball piece.
On a boat, nigga. Every day. So after that happens, this Dr. Manhattan, who's like this fucking like experiment shit going wrong, he just gets these weird ass fucking cosmic powers, and he's basically like
just
this,
naked all the time.
Yeah, he's just butt ass. He's like a glowing.
He's a Terminator.
He's like a glowing Superman
You're underselling who Dr. Manhattan is. God.
No, he's a glowing Superman with like reality changing power. So think if like. Oh. Think if Thanos just like ate the Infinity Stones and was able to just like master all that shit, it's that.
Oh shit.
I say that because that's how niggas explain it. They was like, oh yeah, he's like this dude Superman, but then he becomes a god. So he So Dr. Manhattan basically goes, yo, the Earth is really weird. Fuck y'all niggas. I'm going to Mars, nigga. Yeah. And they're like, what? M-A-R-S.
Mars, bitches.
Red rocks. Yay, yay. So now that nigga's chilling on Mars.
Yo, Chris's interpretation of this book is way fucking off, and I'm just not going to correct him because it's more entertaining.
I was
going to
say, I need like the audio book
with
Chris.
He doesn't say it. Nah, nigga, it's implied. Like, that's what happens.
No, what happens is him and his girl have an argument. And he has a moment where she's like, yo, you're not even human anymore. And he's just like, yo, you know what?
You're right. I'm not.
Yo, yeah, I'm
I can't relate to y'all. There's nothing for me here. And then he goes to Mars.
I'm going
to
have Chris read me the book.
Yeah, that's what I said, nigga.
Okay.
That's exactly what I said. So then he kind of like.
People can rewind this. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And, yo, at the end, like. Basically, he tries to play God, like, after a while, but that gets more into, like, Doomsday Clock and shit like that. That's why I brought up the comparison with Superman and all that shit.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing.
That's right.
And for some reason, everyone else is kind of, like, vigilante. And it's just, like a cause and effect and bullshit. So now the shit is 33 years later. And it's a universe where... where cops are not allowed to show their face because of an incident that they call the White Knight, where basically there was a guy named, you know, Rorschach.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
nigga with the mask?
Yeah.
Basically, white supremacists and the KKK look to him as like a figurehead or like a symbol.
Which is wild because that nigga wouldn't have stood for none of that shit.
Basically, what happened was in the original graphic novel, there was this big governmental cover-up and shit like that involved, like, a giant, like, squid and shit like that. And, like, this cosmic squid and shit, like, whatever.
Yeah. They fixed that in the movie.
Yeah. They just turned into, like, a bomb in the movie. But, so it's, like, this big government cover-up. The only nigga who knew about it, all the shit, was Rorschach. And the nigga wrote a journal. And when he died, the journal, like, went to the press and some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, white supremacists took that as, like, the manifesto. So now instead of wearing, like, KKK hoods, they wear Rorschach masks, right? So...
Fuck, that first episode was so good.
So fucking good, right?
It's on Hulu?
HBO. Oh. Yeah. So then, basically...
But you watch that shit for free online, you know that.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? Basically, what happens is, during, like, this thing called the White Knight, all these, like, they call themselves the 7th Cavalry with a K. And
see what they did there.
Yeah. That's just fire. That alone is fire. So they locked... They found... On Christmas, 12 o'clock, they found all the cops in Tulsa, Oklahoma, busted in their house with shotguns, just started shooting at them, right? So they call that the White Knight. So ever since that day, all cops had to hide their identity. Your family, friends, nobody can know that you're a cop at all.
Why did they do their job?
Why was all the cops in Oklahoma?
No, this is just taking place in Oklahoma. Oh, okay. Yeah. This story takes place in Oklahoma because it also goes off of the Oklahoma, like the Tulsa massacre, which is something
Black
that...
Black Wall Street.
Yeah, Black Wall Street, which is something I never was taught in school. Ever.
Nobody was.
Of course. Ever.
You had to learn on
right?
your own.
Yeah. I thought this shit was made up until I go to Twitter afterwards and see this shit.
Wait, you didn't know?
I was never taught this no schooling ever. See,
I got lucky because I had one Black history teacher that was black.
And see, that matters so, like, in Black
actually,
history.
Or he put you on. He actually taught.
I've never
heard that. Like, looked into it myself.
Because
I was looking into the Black Wall Street.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then it led me to that. Like,
got
that was a while back. And I was like, yo. But just like.
James was just looking up some game shit and it was like, oh, what? Black Wall Street?
G-U-Not.
Nigga, he was like, I searched up the game. Niggas talking about Oklahoma. Like, what? Clicked on the wrong
But list. Just like Chris said,
I was really amazed by the fact that so many people didn't know about that.
Yeah.
And like, at first, I was just like, y'all niggas stupid. You need to read books. And then I was like, at this point, like, it's not even that. It's just like,
who's gonna?
It's sad that niggas just don't teach that.
They don't. So, they teach you about other shit. You know what they teach you about.
So now, this one cop who was shot on that night, whatever, recovered. She, like, quits the force.
Good for her.
And basically,
thank you, Lewis.
There's this, in this universe, it's carrying over from the graphic novel. So Vietnam is still a fucking thing. So now, in this universe, black people got reparations if you were direct descendant from the Tulsa massacre. Reparations is a thing. And I was like, what? It could happen? What? Like, so Also in this universe.
Hey, y'all, watch your back. There's broke people around.
man, I'm rich, man. Yo, that's just funny.
One of the greatest skits ever.
Yes.
Hell yeah. That could be said about so many from that show.
The whole show.
Nigga, I just bought this baby cash. Street cash. So now in this universe, it rains squids. That's not explained yet. I have no idea why it's raining squids. It probably has to do with something. So this
is a nasty forecast,
right?
Son, watching the windshield wipers get the squids off.
Yeah, I didn't know what this shit was.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, just get the squids off. I get it. Okay, I'm following.
Yeah. Yo, if you're beating off a squid, there's something wrong with you. Talking to you, Japan.
That shit, that shit bust blue.
Yeah. Stinky inky.
Girl, man, let me see your hands, nigga.
It's Saturday.
Stinky inky inky.
Oh, man, I know what I'm listening to when I get back in the car.
Some Luda.
Yeah. Chris gonna be hollow beer, shaking.
Nigga. Was that? Yeah, that was chicken and beer.
Nah,
yeah,
that was the one before that.
Southern Hospitality?
No, it wasn't Southern Hospitality.
The one that's not word of mouth?
Oh, I think it might
word of mouth. That's the one. That was the one in the middle.
Damn, your niggas right.
Downloading all three of them bitches now.
Yeah. Oh, please do.
please do.
Shout out Ludacris.
Yeah, word.
That's my guy.
Yeah. Word. I'll fucks with Luda. So now basically this universe is carrying off of what was going on in 86, and it's telling a because Marcel didn't watch episode 2 yet, so I'll stop right there. Where it's
fuck Marcel.
Nah. What? it's telling its own story. Based off of events that happened, like where the book left mm-hmm. off. But now there's certain things where I feel like it'll bring more events from the book back in. Like they show, like in the first episode, they show like Dr. Manhattan chilling on Mars. Like somebody got like a video of him and the nigga's just building like dirt structures and knocking it down. I'm like, this nigga look wild bored. Like, what the fuck? Like, you fucking loser. This nigga's playing with dirt. Space dirt, you fucking dweeb.
He thought Mars was more popular than everyone.
Yeah, this nigga's like, a whole god and he's on Mars playing with dirt. Fuck out of here.
Like, damn shit here, nigga.
Doctor.
Ain't got no marble or anything.
I'm not even gonna call that nigga Dr. Man. You Dr. Staten, nigga.
Hey,
wow. Fucking bird. But yeah, for all intents and purposes. Oh, and then that cop who's played by Regina King actually becomes a vigilante called Sister Knight. And she just dresses up like a
is it like sister or sister?
No, sister, nigga.
Yo, you racist and we're fighting.
I had a check. Nah, I haven't watched the show.
Nah, man.
I got a check.
That one's not flying.
That one's not flying. I wrote the show, nigga.
Yeah,
I'm gonna show
you. Like I invented her. Where she just dresses up like a nun assassin kind of.
Word?
A nun. Yeah,
she's cool.
All black. She has like these fucking beads. These rosary beads that like she just strangles and beats niggas with.
I had a moment where I was just like, am I attracted to Regina King now?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like,
you are. Yeah.
Regina King.
My entire life, I never looked at her that way. And I was like, I'm here now. Let's go.
Ooh. You made it. We're glad
once
you made
started,
it. She's glad you came.
Yeah. Once she started being blasphemous with objects related to the Catholic Church, Marcel was like, I'm in.
She beat a white man until he bled and pissed on himself. And I'm just like, yeah, all right. This
he
is a black woman I want with me. Yeah.
I didn't know he beat himself.
When she took the nigga into the interrogation room after he had already been interrogated by a fucking silver mask boy.
Yeah.
Silver mask boy?
There's a man that wears a silver mask, but he's also like 4'11", so he's not a man at all.
I see.
All right. Damn.
Wow.
Goddamn. But he's like part of the police force. They do like this. Sheesh. He's like the interrogation guy. It's a really weird, good show.
Yeah.
It's like close enough to reality, but still weird because it's like, what? Another thing with the cops. And
that I appreciated that because that's how Watchmen is. Where it's just you're reading the shit and you're just like, all right, this can happen at any time in history.
It's really weird reality.
Is this before the comedian dies or after?
After. This is after everyone
this
is
all
dead.
After, all
this
after.
33
I
years
thought,
later.
I thought it was part of the book. That's why.
It's just in the universe, but has nothing.
Got it.
Nothing
got
to do with that
that's
shit.
That's why I was confused about it.
Really? Well, I think Adrian's supposed to still be alive from one of the trailers that I was watching. I was just like, how does that work?
I don't know yet. We didn't see. But Ozymandias is he's in the first
that's
episode.
Adrian.
Yeah, I didn't want to fucking. All right, never mind. All
right. What are you putting on me? I got nothing to say.
All right. No, I didn't. Never mind. I thought I didn't want to spoil it, but then I was like, oh, never mind.
Nigga, I'm spoil driving. That shit.
Ray nephew hit that.
Yeah, he's
nigga, you driving after this?
Hell yeah.
Oh, no, boy.
After I sober up, of course, like a responsible. Shut up. what are you talking about?
Don't next? Hit a tree.
Nigga, look who's don't saying.
Yeah, nigga. Captain Tree a lot. I'm over here.
I'm speaking from experience. I did it one time, nigga.
Nah, nigga. That's one that time. Once a week.
I don't like the narrative y'all are painting, man.
Hey. But yeah, Watchmen, fucking great show.
Yeah.
What else is out? Hold on.
I started watching Cowboy Bebop.
Again?
Nah, I've never watched it.
Okay.
And like, I watch a ton of anime, and like, yo, it's one of the greatest of all time. Have you not watched it?
Two episodes of that show.
And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna give it some time. I fuck with it. It's cool. That's really all I have to say about it.
I'm just saying. Anime titties.
I mean, yeah.
Lots of anime titties.
Shout out to anime titties.
Anime titties are amazing. My Hero Academia back. I only watched the first episode. That's it.
I'm still in season one, yo.
What?
Yeah.
How could you?
I'm on like, I'm at the.
And you love that shit. I know you love that shit because it's good.
It is good.
And you like anime. So
it's just.
What are you doing?
I can't work and read subtitles.
Watch the dub at this point just to catch up.
But then, like, if I know it's always going to be there, because I did the same thing with Dragon Ball Z Super. I didn't check in until, like, 67.
See, the thing.
Until the Tournament of Power, and then I was like, I bet.
The thing about Super is, like, once I realized how good anime actually is outside of Dragon Ball Z, I was like, I'm never going back to Dragon Ball Z. Like,
no, you gotta go.
It's a bad show, dude.
No, it's
fucking
stupid.
Like, not, I don't know about Super because I don't watch that.
Right.
But, like, the Dragon Ball Z we grew up on,
mm-hmm.
It's bad. That shit is whack.
Nah, it's good. You have to watch it. As a kid, our attention spans were so small that in those 21
for
minutes.
For seven episodes, niggas didn't do shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Nigga was just like, oh, I'm a power up. For seven episodes?
But the thing about that is.
To do one move?
Why
Spirit
it was
bomb, nigga.
Super right now.
It, I need your power. Give me your. Or Japanese Goku's voice. I need your power.
All right.
Yo, you think this shit's high pitched in English?
Yeah. No, I feel you.
Nah, with the Super played weekly. So it's like, yo, I know that not a lot of shit happens. So I was like, I'm not checking. I'm just going to like binge it. When we were kids and shit like that, that shit was Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Or Monday through Thursday or some shit like that every
imagine
day.
Imagine
so
if that
like,
shit was weekly.
I still would have watched it with my cousins and shit like that. But
because it was weekly in Japan.
Yeah. But
and
like
they were dealing with that shit every week. I couldn't. Yeah. I could never. Like Naruto was just a million episodes of just straight filler. Like, I don't know how you niggas champion this.
Bleach did the same shit.
How many baseball episodes can y'all niggas watch before you're just like, yo, are these niggas actually going to fight?
Naruto was playing baseball?
Nah, it's actually a reference to Samurai Champloo. They have a filler episode. They play baseball. It's my favorite episode of the entire show. The entire show is amazing.
Are you talking about when the niggas in Dragon Ball Z played baseball?
Did they play baseball?
Oh, no.
I don't remember. Did.
Yeah,
was
is that a thing they do?
I watched all baseball? That shit. It's a lot of episodes.
Yo, I mean, they got some wild filler episodes. That, like you would think about like the niggas animating it. Like you got to sit in the studio and animate these filler episodes. Like that gotta be annoying as fuck.
It has to be, especially for Naruto because they got to the point where they were just like, yo, there's no more source material to rock with, so we just have to sit here and wait for the shit to end so that we can continue the story. That's got to be kind of rough.
So I have to find a new barber. Because the last barber that I had, as much as he knew how to cut hair good and it was like cheap, he never seemed to get like my beard right, mm-hmm. the way I wanted it, right? So I was like, all right, cool. And he kind of like flaked out on me after I got there, saying, oh, I didn't see that you tried to book an appointment. My bad, blah, 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 even though I confirmed. So I was like, all right, fam, I'm out, right? So I found this new spot right next to this tattoo shop that I go to, and I was like, I never noticed this fucking barbershop was here before. So immediately I'm outside, and on the floor they have like a Mets welcome mat, and I'm like, this shop is gonna be full of Puerto Ricans, I know it. I walk in, sure enough, shit is full of Puerto Ricans. I was like, I walked in, I was like, I knew it. So I walk in and I sit down, and it's like, I go towards the back, and I see these two barbers. And they're both, one's sitting down, he's eating chicken. The other one's cutting somebody. He looks like Dan Rue. You know who that is.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. He looks just like Dan Rue. And later, when the podcast's done, I'll show y'all. And I'm like, yo, both these niggas got fire beards. Whoever gives me a cut, I fully trust to just, like, do justice by my beard, right? So I saw Dan Rue, and I was like, yo, I'm going to go to this nigga over here.
But then the chubby Puerto Rican dude was done with his chicken. He was like, "Yo, I got you." And I was like, "All right, man." I was like,
"Grease on your beard?"
Yeah, I'm like, "Yo, I'm actually."
It helps it grow.
Yeah, I'm like, "Yo, I'm on my lunch break, so whatever." So I sit down in the dude's chair, and he starts cutting. No, he like goes to wash his hands, sitting down in the chair, and then I look over at like his setup, and the nigga had like a Hennessy bottle with like a screw-on spray attachment, and I was like.
Feel the burn, nigga.
I was like,
well, technically, he's not wrong.
I was like,
it's for alcohol. Now it's an alcohol.
I was like, I'm already sitting in the chair. I can't just get up and leave. That's just, I'm going to get stabbed. So I was like, all right, we're going to take a shot in the dark here, right? Literally. Took the bottle, started drinking it. I'm joking.
You can.
Two sprays in the mouth.
Hey, yo.
Hey, man.
You said what you said.
Yeah, it's too late.
Just own it.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care. I said what I said.
He sprayed what he sprayed.
He sprayed.
Yes, he did.
Sprayed myself.
Let's move on, guys.
So now the dude starts cutting my hair. Now Dan Rue next to me is cutting a dude, and he goes, he was done with like a customer, and it was like this older gentleman, old guy, and he was like, all right, you know what, sir? He's like, all right, I'm going to call closer to your vacation. We're going to set you up with an appointment. Don't worry, I'll take care of you. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yo, this is a very nice, like, barber. He's involved with the elderly and shit like that, making sure they get their cuts for the little elderly people cruises and whatnot.
Next thing he knew, homie was pulling his wallet out of homie's pocket.
Now, this is a stand-up dude, right? Old guy leaves. He starts cutting the next guy. And then the barber next to me, him, he just goes, hey, y'all know what a lemon test is? And I'm like, what? In my head? And then he was like, yeah, you know, I was in Brazil with a bunch of my friends. And these prostitutes came up to us, and we didn't know there was prostitutes. We just wanted to hang out. No, he's like, I thought they were there just to hang out with us. I thought they thought we was cool, blah, blah, blah. And we get back to, like, the villa, and it turns out there was prostitutes. And my mans, he was like, yo, you got to do the lemon test. And I was like, yo, what's the lemon test? Fuck? And he was like, that's when you just grab the girl's vagina and you squeeze it to see if anything shoots out. And I was like, at that moment, I was like, I am so glad this nigga is not my fucking barber right now. What?
That was the Dan Rue looking one that said that?
Dan Rue said out of his mouth.
What is you do?
Right. Yeah. I was
holding that for the right moment. Right. You said Dan Rue.
Perfect timing.
I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? And even my barber looked at me and he was like, hey, you only hear this in barbershops. Ha, ha, ha. And I was like, I'm never coming back here again. Like, that's it.
You actually said that. And Bart was like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, no, nah, I said it in my head. At that point, he already started doing the shape up. So then.
What the fuck?
So then, that was just weird. So then he goes on to start talking about, like, girls that, like, he fucked from, like, high school and shit like that. They started talking about, like, some girl that they knew from around the way and how she had, like, what was it? A body for TV, but a face for radio. And I'm like, these niggas are horrible, right? Like, these niggas are just saying the corniest, worst shit ever. So then I'm done. The nigga fucking killed my shape up. Like, the barber I had. He was not Dan Rue. The barber I had.
One that ate the chicken.
The Puerto Rican. His name was Angel. A Puerto Rican named Angel.
My barber's name is Angel.
That loves the Mets.
Come on.
Lives in Queens. So I'm like.
Wait, nigga, where is this barbershop?
Oh, you know where it's at. It's
did you just go to my barbershop?
Supreme?
Yeah, you went to my barbershop. The Dan Rue nigga is the dude that does karate.
That's where I was going.
That's my nigga Manny.
That's, yeah.
You went to my barber, Angel.
Yo, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right. Yo, Angel is tight.
Nigga, I guess these niggas connect.
Yo, what? So,
like, he said that. I was like, yeah, I got my barbershop got a Dan Rue nigga.
Yeah.
They talking about ass all the time.
Yeah.
So now.
Now I'm on Manny's side. That's my nigga, yo.
Nah,
I'm surprised they didn't make like a million gay jokes, and that's what you walked in on.
Nah.
They usually just talk about that nigga sucking dick. All
right.
That's all I hear when I walk in.
No,
wow.
That's not what occurred there.
Is
but
he really?
Nah, no.
They just like,
but,
say
like,
he's gay.
Yeah, oh, like Manny, he was the one talking about the lemon test and shit like that.
Yeah.
So now the nigga killed my shape up, right? Fire. Loved it.
Yeah, that's where I go, man. That's
the
my
angel,
dude.
Right? So then I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to look you up on Instagram, and I'm going to follow him. That way, like, I kind of want him to cut my hair now.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, nigga, let me know when you're going.
Bet. So then.
We'll do a podcast trip.
Where? Just make sure, like, my hair cut is before yours.
Right. So then.
Very nice.
Shit is.
I'm looking up. I get to Manny's page, and then I see this nigga does karate. So I was like, oh shit, me too. But nah, this nigga does karate. This nigga is going to like
he travels the world doing tournaments.
This nigga's going to like Switzerland and Austria and fighting like white people that grew up in like fighting bears and shit like that. I'm like, this nigga is a barber assassin. Yeah. What the fuck?
That's why it's always so funny to me that like he gets the brunt of the jokes. Like they cut his ass the most, and I'm like, he can fuck all y'all up.
He will kill.
And that's why I fuck with him, because he's just like cool enough to just be like, oh, that's whatever.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought that shit was fucking hilarious.
That's funny.
In like the most problematic, worst way.
Who had the Henny? The Henny shit.
It was Angel.
Damn, son.
It was Angel.
I'm not looking forward to getting my cut this week.
Or is Angel?
Why not? Or the nigga next to Angel.
Or it could have been the nigga next to Angel, because Angel went
the nigga.
He wasn't there, but he went to like his station to get some stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was his bottle or his bottle.
It was probably other.
How much do they charge?
$15 my shape up was $20. Haircut, full haircut with everything is probably like $25, $30.
Yeah.
Oh, and I gave him $5, so it's like $30 if you need what's it called?
That's what I do.
But yeah. Yeah, I fuck with that barbershop. And it's right next to our house and shit like that.
Yeah. That's why when you sent me the shit about the $13 tattoos, I was like, why would you do this? So like, I'm gonna come out of the fucking barbershop
and go get a tattoo.
I'm right next to the tattoo parlor, and like I'm itching to get some new shit.
Oh, yo, with this fucking second job, the seasonal job that I get, the tat money's going up.
Yeah, son, I worked overtime last week. That entire shit just got tucked away for tattoo
man,
money.
I can't wait. I got to get my brother's mural shit that I did for him on me. I thought about that too. That nigga's a fucked up nigga, right? He dead. That nigga's a fucked up nigga, right?
Okay.
The fucking same day, his birthday was the day I had to go to the hospital talking about kidney. When the nurse called me talking about kidney failure, and that's how he passed. And I'm like, oh, this nigga would fucking.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this nigga would do that to me from beyond the grave. That was the same nigga that when we was kids, he threw me over the fence. I broke my arm.
Oh, you told me about that.
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, ooh. Right. I'm like, oh, that's a diabolical nigga. I love that nigga. Yeah, I was like, ooh.
Nigga trying to kill you from
from beyond the grave.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man, just on some petty shit. I'm like,
ooh. Nigga's like, yo, it's kind of lonely here, bro. You coming with me.
Like, I gotta get Chris up here.
Yeah.
Yo, your mom didn't square up with him after he threw you over the fence?
Nah, them niggas call me a bitch for crying. All they do is make fun of me.
Arms broken.
Yeah. All they did was make fun of me because I cried the whole time, even when the EMT came. Yes, I broke my arm. He didn't get a beating. He didn't get yelled at. He didn't get nothing, to my knowledge.
I can't front. My mom would have squared up with that nigga.
Nah, this nigga, fuck. They called me a bitch.
Your mom called you a bitch?
Yeah.
All right, well.
And it was my left arm, too. So them niggas had to do my homework. I told that story. I was like, for the next 6 weeks, I don't know why my teacher made me do penmanship homework, because it was just my dad doing it for me. And he would like pretend to fuck up. I'm like, nigga, they can see that it's not me. Like, why are you even bothering at this point?
It's still good.
Yeah, I was like, all right.
Like, you really should just walk into school every day like, yo, I can't write.
Yeah. I just sat there. I didn't have to take no tests or nothing like that because I couldn't write. That was great. I just automatically passed. It was lit.
It's not like what was being taught that mattered too much anyway.
Yeah, it was like spelling tests. Yeah, I was in second grade, so it was spelling tests, like religion shit.
Right,
the religion shit I could have done because it was like bubble answers and shit like that. So I just fucked. So I wouldn't really fully bubble it. It was just like.
Yeah, I was going to say like.
I'm like, you know what I meant.
Trying to do the bubble with
my right hand. I'm just like scratching it. Yeah, but yeah, shout out to that shit.
Yeah, that's my spot, man.
Yeah, nigga, I'm fucked up. I'm telling you, I'm going to die at like 58. I'm telling you, man, I'm out. Bro.
That's too young,
I'm going to keep Chris alive.
It's really horrible age to go out.
I mean, I don't.
You don't even get to experience the joys of retirement.
I don't care.
If you retire at like the regular age.
The thing about that is, it's like, all right, I believe there's an afterlife somewhere and shit like that. Whatever I don't do on Earth, I just do when I die. That's the way I justified it in my head. Point. So who gives a fuck?
I don't believe in an afterlife.
So what you think?
For me, I'm just like, yo, I got to get my shit done now.
So what happens when? What do you think happens when you die?
Nothing. Eternal nothingness.
Right. So if nothing happens, I won't even know about it because I'm nothing now. So who cares? That's what that way. I'm like, man, who gives a shit? I don't like the fuck. I don't care.
Jane's gonna keep you alive, nigga.
Yeah, Jay's going to keep me alive against my will. Like,
Jay's going to do 24-7 CPR if that's what it takes.
He's going to bum rush everything. He's talking about clear.
Niggas are going to put my head in a jar and shit. I'm going to be so mad. I'm going to be so mad at Jay.
I'm going to give you the fucking Batman shit while he's walking around
with the Joker's head. Yeah.
I'm going to give you the Walt Disney treatment.
Word. Yeah. That book 3 didn't come out yet, right?
Nah.
They skipped
I still
like
haven't read 2. Yo, I'm really far I'm behind sick. On everything.
Yo,
man.
All right.
James gonna be smashing and you're gonna be on the shelf and you're gonna be mad. Mm-hmm. You're gonna be like, yo, this nigga ain't even have the courtesy to turn me around.
Nah. James gonna be like 62.
I moved it closer
at that.
He's gonna
I'm gonna be in the bed
twerking.
Just rolling around and oh shit, nigga, chill. What the hell? James, stop it. Stop.
James gonna be like, yo, this is a threesome.
Hey, yo.
You'd be mad as hell. Like, yo, get me out of here.
James got a waterbed.
I hate it here.
It's like 2000. Yo,
look how y'all got me out here.
It's like 2038.
Look how you got Chris out here.
Yo, word. Put my head back on the shelf, nigga. Damn. But speaking of old people,
they getting creepy hollow. It's rough.
Nigga, I said, speaking of old people.
Oh, yeah. So I had a moment.
Fucking drop the segue down the escalator.
Nigga, I was getting my whack joke off.
Bro. All right.
Like, let me live. But yeah, I was talking to my grandfather earlier this week, and I told him, like, yo, I got to get my car inspected because I got to do that shit on Monday. Mm-hmm. I was definitely supposed to do that shit last week. But
yep. Shit, life
I mean,
happens.
I'm out here testing it. That ticket's only, like, what, $50? I got that.
Word.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
That big baller.
Nigga, it's $50.
All right, listen. It's $50 if nothing's wrong. That's where they get you. Because what happens is you go in, you have to pay the $50. Yeah. They tell you everything that has to be fixed with the car, otherwise you fail. So you have to pay the $50. They fail you. You have to go take it to get the shit fixed, then bring it back and pay another $50 or $60 to get it reinspected. That's how they,
wait, were you talking about if you get a ticket? That's what you were talking about.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. I didn't know about this part. Yeah.
No, though, inspection. So. If you fail the inspection, ticket. Yeah.
Inspection like 30, 35, I think. It's even less.
It's like
to get the inspection.
Dude. If there's nothing wrong. Yeah. Like with me.
I paid 40. So
I had to pay 100 when I did mine. Right. Because
you had your brakes, right?
Because fucking I had to pay for inspection and then the front brakes were like insured. So they just did that. Off a whim. So I was like, while I was there, I was like, yo, give me my fucking oil change and change my filter and just like do like little minor shit. And it was like, yo, you're gonna have to come back to do the back brakes. I was like, do I have to do it now? He was like, nah, we can pass you without it. So I was like, so go do that shit. I'm doing it now. Fuck that. What the fuck I need back brakes for if I got front brakes? Mm-hmm. If I got new front brakes, that's brakes for the whole car in my book. I don't give a fuck. Like,
this is like, why this nigga's not an audio a car engineer.
Yeah, like fuck it. Like, yo, they give you an emergency brake for the for a reason. Who gives a shit?
Imagine this nigga working for Tesla.
Wow. He'd be like, hey man, the car does everything itself, just buy it.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's what Elon Musk does. So I was like, why can't I? Fuck.
Nigga was just like, yeah, we did cars. Here's a flamethrower though.
This is my new shit. Put a flamethrower in the car, but go ahead.
I got to some point where like he started giving me advice on some shit that I didn't ask for, and he was also wrong. And he hit me with like every old person's favorite bar. It's just like, you know, I've been here for a longer time than you, so you know you might not get it now, but one day you'll understand. You know, I've got all this experience, and I know what I'm talking about. And I'm just like,
nigga, you were born where cars didn't even exist.
Like, it really pisses me off how much old people just like undervalue your life experience just because like they've been here for more years. Mm-hmm. But then those are the same niggas coming to you asking you how to do shit all the time. Like, nigga, if you know so much, why the fuck you asking me how Google works?
See, that's exactly what I was saying about old people when I went off on old people the other day. Since you know so goddamn much, you fucking figure out how to fucking send a text, motherfucker. Yeah. Fuck out my face.
Like, I hate that shit.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, you can't tell me about life and job experience where it's like, oh, you are only allowed to work in certain places. Like, this shit is different now.
Yeah.
And also,
like, the world has changed so much from when you were my age.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
honestly, don't
pizza.
Know
pizza was 10 cents at that time.
And he said some shit to me like, "Oh, you know, I know you got the music thing going on, but you know, the your like regular 9 to 5, you know, that's more important. So you know, that has to take precedence."
Dick,
and I was
Grandpa.
Just like, "Nigga, what the fuck are you talking about?" I was just like,
"Facts,
all right, man." And I was like, "This is why I don't call you as often as you like, because of shit like this. Like, that's I did not bad. Ask you for any of that."
I think what it is, it's like. It's kind of like the beaten thing, like where like our parents and our grandparents were like severely beaten because it's kind of like, hey, I'm beating you so you know never to do that in the real world, because if you do that in the real world, these crackers will kill you.
Yeah.
So it's like that. But then as shit started to change, we just started passing down beatings because our grandmama and our mama and all that stuff did it to us.
That's just what you know.
And now it's like, you don't really have to beat me to teach me a lesson. With that being said, I'm beating my kids.
I probably will too, but like you can also just like try to talk to them.
Like, you ever try to talk to a kid?
I'm saying, I said try. Don't be listening. I didn't say, like, yeah.
I'm not guaranteed to work. I'm not leading. It's not, I'm not going to be the kind of parent where it's just like a unexpected slap across the head and you got to figure out what the fuck you did wrong.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, yo, you can't do that because da 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 and da da da.
You just got to pinch
him. And it's
him.
Like, I'm a shove the nigga, man. Like,
he could mush him.
Like, I know it. Like, I'm going to mush my baby. I'm 1,000% mushing the baby. And then the older he gets, I'm like, yo, nigga, you think you tough? We're going to box. Like, I'm going to have two pairs of boxing gloves in the house. And when my kid thinks he's like, he's tough, I'm like, all right, you want to learn a lesson? I'm going to be like that dad. I'm going to be like, all right, put your hands up, right? And then we're going to box. And I'm going to just give you the lesson as I'm fucking you up. So, this is so, why you got to do it.
What you got to do is, like, one day your son coming out the bathroom, he just took a shower, you just snuff that nigga. You just haul off on him one time. That wow. He'll always remember, like, yeah, my dad can do that. Never mind.
Leave him. Like, leave let me shut the fuck out. Up.
See, that all butt works. That all works until, like, he gets to a point where every day after school, he wasn't going to after school program. He's taking boxing lessons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Floyd Mayweather.
That's why you just got to snake that nigga one time.
Yeah, and he got to sleep eventually. That's why I'm going to beat that.
Sleep eventually.
Yeah, that's why I beat that nigga up.
That too. You wake that nigga up by smacking the fuck out of him one day. Just like, yo, what the fuck? Just remember, nigga.
The thing is now, like, with me and my girl, the way our genes are going to, like, mix up, that nigga's not gonna be taller than me. He's not gonna be bigger than me. My child, ooh, nah, he's bro, not gonna be bigger than me. There's
that
no way.
That nigga might
in
be 6'7".
Well, guess what? That means I'm closer to his knees. Not that nigga out right now.
And like, with them jeans, you know his knees are gonna be hard.
Yeah, word. Yeah, I know.
Them jeans is your bold.
them tearaway jeans.
Them Paco jeans. Why is he not giving the Paco jeans?
But not
I'm
wrong.
I'm allowed.
Yeah. Facts. But yeah, like, old people do get on my like, I respect every struggle and all that stuff that they've been through and whatnot. But it just gets to the thing where it's like, I'm not really gonna take advice on like a certain topic from someone that I know mm-hmm. isn't in it. Yeah. Like when I started talking to my grandfather about marijuana and shit like that. He was 100% against it, but the nigga's an alcoholic. Like, yeah, he'll drink a bottle every day. Yeah. So it's like, what do you think you're doing to yourself with that to the point where now, if you stop, you could die?
Yep.
Because it's going to catch up and your
and meanwhile,
organs are going
to
fail.
And meanwhile, that was really the thing that's supposed to be illegal.
That was really the thing that was supposed to be
that's,
illegal.
It's poison.
Right. Yeah. So it's just legal poison.
Yeah.
So
as
with
we
marijuana.
Sipping it.
Yeah.
As we sip, yeah.
Hell yeah.
As,
yeah,
as you sip
this
it.
This shit tastes like poison.
Poison.
Put all
poison.
That pina colada in there you want.
Yeah,
nigga.
Like I'm not trying to have any nigga come up to me and be like, yeah, you know, I know more than you because I'm older than you. When I'm the nigga that told you, like, you don't have to turn the TV off in a thunderstorm. Lightning is not jumping out that mother. That's not how that works.
I hated that shit, man.
Like, yo, I
that shit
thought
doesn't
that was
make sense. Y'all yo, niggas are retarded.
Yo, remember as kids driving with your thing where there was a thunderstorm, you was driving, they'd have to turn the radio off because mm-hmm. they thought it was going to hit the
yeah,
antenna.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like,
fuck the car battery. Fuck the car battery.
Yeah.
The radio.
Nigga, it's just going to hit the entire car.
Yeah, and you're all going to die.
This whole shit is metal. And then when
even
got,
though it's cushion seats.
We got fucking surge protectors as we got older, and I'm like, yo, now we can do it. She's like, nah, I don't trust it. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's a surge protector.
The fuck we got it for?
I would just leave my grandparents' house and go home. Like, I live four blocks away. It's just like, yo, this shit's boring now.
It's
I'm out.
It's just funny how he told you about the whole 9-to-5 thing, but meanwhile, you know you're using it to fund.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, nigga, I do both. Like, yeah. Like,
saying we're living a whole different world.
And
now,
I don't
man.
Complain about doing either. Like,
exactly.
It's cool.
With that being said,
they
like,
both serve their purpose.
Whatever yeah. my grandfather did in his life, apparently, like, he fled Guyana when there was, like, fucking tanks and all that shit rolling down the street. I'm like, yo, fam, that ain't got nothing to do with me. Nigga came to Brooklyn, and he has a really good, like, retired life now where he has, like, nice-ass house in Florida where now he can comfortably just sit down and drink all day if he wants to and watch football and shit like that. That's like,
yo, to each his own, man. Do
yeah,
you, beloved?
I'm like,
that's the Caribbean dream right
I'm
there.
Like, I want to know more about the things he fucked up with and the way he managed his money. Growing up yeah, and exactly. shit like that. That's what I want to know. But don't fucking tell me where it's like, oh, yeah, you know, you got to fucking bow to this person and be nice. No, I don't got to do shit, man. Like,
yeah,
I don't got to do none of that shit. But
I mean, to keep it a buck, like, most of our parents didn't amount to much. So, like, just it's wild. Like, we have to take advice from them.
Wait, what?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Like they're giving us like advice on how to, like, succeed in life. But, like, our parents weren't successful. And they weren't, like, exceeding expectations as to, like, their peers. They kind of just grew up like every other Caribbean parent. Like, they just came to America to live in an apartment or a house, and they're just kind of like go doing a 9-to-5 and just doing that until they retire or die. and they expect us to like live the same way.
Oh, yeah. I can't relate to my mom's pretty successful. I was like, my mom.
I was literally like, why the fuck could you give me this?
Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, my mom is ahead of like. Of like this advertiser shit, and I was like,
"Let me for most of us."
Yeah, and I was like, "My dad worked at Stop and Shop, but he the manager. He the manager. That nigga be paying bills and shit. That nigga like I live in LA. My mom makes more than my dad, but my dad pays the mortgage. And I'm like, oh, to my knowledge, my mom finessed my dad, and but then like my dad is like, oh, he wanted to be an engineer, and he just like, oh, he started a family, so he like not I wouldn't say settled, but yeah, you. Moved up in
that's
like
what I mean.
Yeah, because my parents met at a grocery store. My mom went on to do something else. No, like they were just working there, like cashiers and shit like that. That's where they met. Mm-hmm. My mom went on to do something else. My dad started moving up in that. That's when like wall bombs was the shit. Started moving up in that, and then he started doing like Primerica. So I'm like, my dad was the Jamaican that had multiple jobs and made it that way. And then we went from our apartment in the little duplex in Ozone Park to the house over here. And then my mom just started like moving up the ranks and like advertising shit like that.
The shopper ranks?
Definitely.
And then like my dad just became like landlord of the buildings that we got in the Bronx. So it's like, all right, now the nigga got three jobs and she's just like really good at one. But then they still look at me like I ain't shit. I'm like, yo, but when I'm doing like three, four, that's where I could relate. Where it's just like, yo, you have your three or four jobs. You have your one. How come I'm not shit? When I'm trying to do exactly what you did, I'm just not reaping the same like benefits.
You know,
yet.
You know the thing is like I understand what Lou's talking about because he's talking about parents from like certain generation. I know exactly the parent he's talking about. They weren't raised like you know thinking about businesses and stuff like that.
It was get a city job, your business, benefits.
Work for 20, 25 years, retire,
good pension,
benefits. Whoo, 401k. Let them hear benefits.
Oh. Yeah, then you made it. That's
exciting.
That's
nigga.
The shit that my grandfather's
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that's
shit
a have a city job.
It's like, yo, benefit. Yeah,
calm down.
Calm
and
down,
like,
mom.
Fam, my whole life, right? I'd go to my grandparents' house. My grandfather would just fucking lecture me on how I need to get a city job. I have a fucking city job. Now he just lectures me on how good it is. And I'm like, nigga, I have it. I worked there.
He was like, yeah, but now I have nothing else to tell you. So I'm going to just continue to tell you
then
this shit.
Don't tell me none of that shit. Yeah, tell me about the football game.
You know what
game.
It is? They always feel like they got to put you on to something. Like they
but he
game.
Has no more shit to put me on to. It's like, I appreciate it.
It's like I've implemented it.
Nah, my dad honestly is the worst when it comes to like trying to put me on to shit. Because he... for whatever reason, feels the need to like give me street smarts, but he's the dumbest street smart nigga I've ever met in my life. Like all that niggas
is street illiterate.
Like, it's just real fucking stupid. Like he might be street dyslexic.
Wow.
Like
he's like
he's
look
got
ways
street
before
smarts, but all
street.
That shit is backwards.
Wow, that might like, be the name of the episode.
Like
street illiterate,
street dyslexic.
Like he's like, yo, you know, at night you got when you're walking down the street, you gotta be careful. So sometimes you know it's better to walk in the street in case the niggas hiding in the bushes. I was like, what, nigga? What? First off, I drive everywhere. Yeah. I don't walk nowhere, and my doors are locked. That's good enough for me.
Yo, that's some shit. What I gotta say with this car, I noticed I don't have the automatic lock. Like when you start driving and shit like that, the shit I have to manually lock my doors now.
Really,
you gotta
like
you,
I manually lock my doors as
it's
soon
a
as
setting?
I get in them.
It's all cars have a setting for automatic.
Let James just sit in your car for like 25 minutes.
We'll nah, James, don't sit in my car.
I got you.
Nah.
Your shit just start overheating out of nowhere.
Nah,
you're like,
nah.
What?
The shit, I'm going to get in a car accident and I can't open the door because the shit is super locked now. And I'm like, what the fuck?
James, get close to your car. The engine start growling like a mad dog.
Like a DMX track. What the fuck, Subaru? Nigga.
Shit, like, auto lock when James walk up to it.
Word.
It's like, oh, that's how that works.
It's a good feature.
Word. What else? Is that it?
That's about it. About
get
it.
Out of here. Yeah, all right, guys.
It's a good episode.
This has been another good episode. I'm going to finish this bottle before I leave.
For sure. Yeah.
Honorable Mention Podcast. It's episode 74. As always, you can find me on Instagram and Twitters at DuckJordan_. You can also go to homebodymerch.com. It's hoodie season. Fuck spooky season, nigga. It's hoodie season.
Yeah, nigga. It's cold out there.
Yeah, it's cold outside. That song is actually very
problematic. You don't
be
the nigga on the block with your nipples poking through your t-shirt.
Hey,
that shit ain't gangsta.
So
get
you go to
homebody.
Homebodymerch.com. The shit is printed on All Champion. That fit is thicky.
That shit come with the big pockets so you can keep the yameen in there.
Yeah, the thicky joint. You know, enjoy your shit, man. James, where could the good people find you?
They could find me at JUS. @JVMES What does that spell, Lewis?
Best word is called Jivamus.
Thank you. That's Lewis, all I got
to
say.
Shout out to James.
And you can find them Five Star Studios if you recorded some shit. You need some shit recorded.
Use promo code SSIPS.
We don't have two little white girls fighting in the studio. You don't have to worry about no whoa Vicky bad baby situation.
Wow. I'm glad we didn't talk about that.
Lewis,
we're good people fine.
Looking like two
chicken wings with no seasoning.
Wow.
Marcel, ladies and gentlemen.
That's how we end the podcast.
That was great.
First and foremost, RIP to Pops.
RIP. Pop, 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 not sugar, pop, not sugar, pop, not sugar, pop.
Yeah.
Get the tea.
RP Walter Mercado for all my Spanish niggas out there.
You, bang, bang.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter.
Funny.
Thank you. Appreciate
that. Yeah, that's why I was like, when they were talking about it, I'm like,
said Whiter.
Like, Whiter Mercado?
Exactly.
I was like, as opposed to the darker one?
Exactly. You don't want to mess with dark
that
one.
That sounds like a wild cologne.
It's a musk.
Find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lewis the Designer. It's LUIS, the best way to spell Lewis the Designer. Big Foo.
Wow. All right. Don't come home dead in stores everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, digital stores, nobody leaves their house to buy music anymore. That's just weird.
That's right.
Hit oddope.com if you're trying to buy any of the merch. Follow me everywhere at drumfoo, DRUM_FU.
Yeah.
DRUMFU, man.
All right. Well, that's the end of this.
Okay. And we'll catch y'all next week.
Boom, boom, boom.